KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 1 degree below zero in Atlantic, and we expect it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 12. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a wind chill advisory. It's in effect until 10 a.m. today for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and until noon for Cass and the rest of the listening area counties. Here on KJAN. In the news, the Red Oak police say two people were arrested Tuesday. Officials say at around 10 p.m., 16-year-old Christopher Michael Cedar of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop in the 900 block of Riverview Drive. Cedar faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also cited for being a minor in possession of tobacco. Cedar was cited in a juvenile court and later released to his custodian. And at around 6 p.m. Tuesday, 23-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Red Oak was arrested in the 1500 block of North Broadway in Red Oak on an active warrant for theft in the fourth degree. And Nelson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston report this morning 17-year-old Andrew Gordon of Creston was referred to juvenile authorities for possession of marijuana. The teen was then released to his mother. A Nebraska man who allegedly stole a pickup truck Tuesday morning in Pottawatomie County ended up being transported to the hospital after the vehicle crashed, trapping him inside. The Pott County Sheriff's Office says 31-year-old Rudolph Lucero of Omaha, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Trainer Fire and Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he was reported to be in a medically induced coma Tuesday. The incident began at around 8 a.m. Tuesday when Pott County Communications advised deputies in Orange 2005 Dodge Ram pickup had just been stolen from the vicinity of South 13th Street in Council Bluffs. A deputy saw a vehicle matching the description and tried to make a traffic stop. Lucero failed to yield and instead drove to Interstate 80 eastbound and then onto Highway 6, where he exited and continued eastbound in an attempt to elude law enforcement. Lucero managed to evade the stop sticks as well, but lost control of his vehicle near Highway 6 and 300th Street. The pickup swerved and turned onto its side, skidding until it hit a rise in the road at 300th. The vehicle continued to skid until it ramped up over the street into an open field where it came to rest. Charges are pending in connection with the incident, but authorities say they will likely include first-degree theft. A Montgomery County man was arrested Monday night on drug charges following a traffic stop in Clarinda. Police Chief Keith Brothers reports 33-year-old Kyle David Bond of Villisca was arrested at around 11:10 p.m. Monday for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance suspected to be a central nervous system stimulant with an amphetamine base. Bond was arrested without incident, processed at the jail, and later released on a recognizance bond pending an initial appearance before the Page County Magistrate Court. His hearing is set for February 25th. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors has proposed a fiscal year 2016 county operating budget that calls for a 23-cent reduction in the levy. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the board on Tuesday set a public hearing on the budget for 6:30 p.m. Monday, March the 9th, in the supervisors' boardroom on the second floor of the Pott County Courthouse. While budget specifics, including total revenues and expenditures, are still being put together, it appears the proposed countywide levy for the next fiscal year that begins July the 1st is $8.69 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. That's down from this year's figure of $8.92 per thousand. Those who live in rural areas who pay both the countywide and rural taxes will see their rate decrease to $12.02 per thousand, down from this year's amount of $12.25. Board Chairman Scott Belt said much of the decrease can be attributed to the county's mental health and disability services going into a regional setup. In other business, the Pott County Supervisors approved rehab work on a county road that goes west to out of Oakland. The work would involve resurfacing County Roads G42 to M16, M16 north to G30, which is a stretch of about 8.5 miles. The plan is to resurface the current asphalt overlay on concrete with new asphalt, and the current concrete will stay in place. The work will include shoulders of the road. The estimated cost is $6.7 million, with $4 million coming out of the engineer's budget and from the rest from the state. It's hoped the project can start this year. In the funeral announcements, Leona Sloss, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Leona Sloss will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Zane Dolph, age 18, of Griswold, died Sunday in Manning. Funeral services for Zane Dolph will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Betty Huddleston, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Betty Huddleston will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Clifford Albright, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Clifford Albright will be Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jim Maycomer, age 80, of Manila, died November the 5th. Funeral services for Jim Maycomer will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Kimberly Wolfe, age 49, of Stewart, died Saturday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A celebration of life service for Kimberly Wolfe will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart, with a luncheon to immediately follow the service at the church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mary J. Shelton, age 81, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Shelton will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Margaret Means, age 93, who's formerly of Manila, died January 19th. Graveside funeral services for Margaret Means will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Nishnabotna Cemetery near Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Harlan Northrup, age 76, of Griswold, died Monday. A gathering of friends and family of Harlan Northrup will be held Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building, with the Cattlemen's Association serving a catered meal. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.